Simon & Schuster Audio presents Go Home for Dinner, advice on how faith makes a family and family makes a life, by Mike Pence, with Charlotte Pence Bond, read by the authors.
For our family.
For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Genesis 18:19. Preface. In the early days of writing my autobiography, So Help Me God, I led a delegation of Heritage Foundation supporters to visit historic sites in France. Our trip culminated in a visit to the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial. It was a cool, cloudy day in Normandy, and one of the men traveling with the group, Price Harding, approached me and made a comment that would stay with me for months. He had heard I was working on a book and wanted to know more about it. When I told him it was a memoir about my life and political career, including the years of the Trump-Pence administration, he was kind and said he thought it would be a success and looked forward to reading it. Then he paused for a moment and looked at me. "The book I really want to read, though," he said, "is how you and Karen have the family you have with the life that you've lived." I was genuinely humbled by his interest, and with his observation came the idea of this book, Go Home for Dinner. I'm grateful for the positive response to So Help Me God, and I felt that there was even more to say, not just about my own career and life, but about the family that Karen and I have been blessed with for more than 30 years. Throughout my life, I've been immensely fortunate. I was raised by wonderful parents, married the woman of my dreams, have three successful children and three beautiful grandchildren, and have had incredible opportunities to serve my country. Through it all, my family's faith has sustained us. Our faith has given rise to timeless principles, ones that have guided our family. I believe they can guide yours too. They're not unique to us and our story. They're principles common to most successful families I have known. They make it possible to not only have an intact family, but one that thrives. I attribute our family's connection and dedication in one another to the grace of God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?